Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial. And up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Good evening. The show begins tonight with my colleagues Bill Raggio and Hussein Haqqani and myself debating Afghanistan 5 years later. The abandonment of the Afghan people who had fought beside and struggled beside the Allies for 20 years, left behind. One of them committed an act of self-destruction and violence and murder, most recently in D.C., a man who was trained to participate in the war in a battalion or organization with zero regiments that were tasked specially, like special forces, for the Afghan National Army. In any event, that group used its authority, those last days in Afghanistan, to make certain that all its members and the families got out in priority ahead of other people waiting or hoping for the best at Kabul Airport. One of them is now incarcerated, probably for the rest of his life. Yes, definitely for the rest of his life, after murdering a young woman who was part of the National Guard in D.C. Bill and Hussein and I explore the Afghan war and the way it ended badly and why the U.S. left. And if the U.S. had stayed, and what is to be done, and what lessons learned, and will there be more violence from abandoned allies who are dislocated? Unknown. That's how we begin the story. Then conversation with my friend Charles Burton and Tan Morris about Korea drifting towards North Korea, South Korea looking to merge with North Korea. It's quite fantastic. And Japan being threatened by China so badly that Wang Yi flees to Moscow to threaten Japan over remarks by the new prime minister that if Taiwan is attacked, Japan will consider it an attack on Japan and fight and resist. And for this, they're being threatened. And the prime minister is being threatened personally by speakers for the People's Republic of China. It's quite odd. In addition, the U.S. has not spoken up in much in defense of Japan. Odd. Very odd. We don't make sense of it. We just illustrate the puzzlement. Japan is a great ally and the bulwark of the American presence in East Asia. Whatever that's worth, and it's worth a great deal for the last 60, 70, 80 years, there it is. Then a conversation about Hezbollah rising. The money and the arms are coming in again. There doesn't seem to be any stopping it by the Lebanese government, by the Lebanese armed forces. So Hezbollah is returning to its threatening self. While there's supposed to be a ceasefire underway, a year now, a ceasefire in the north. We speak with David Daoud about Qassem, the leader of Hezbollah, who's a bookish man, not inspiring. David argues that he's just the right person because he keeps a low profile while Hezbollah rebuilds. In a conversation with Bridget Toomey about the civil war in Yemen, this time not about the Houthis, but about the Southern Transitional Council, made up of tribes from the south of the country who want to split it back into pieces where it came from in the Cold War. A gulf is as confusing as a Game of Thrones. Bill Raggio makes that observation, and I agree with him. Then we turn to a conversation about, first, the Druze in Syria forming a National Guard to protect themselves if there are more attacks by outside forces, vouchsafed or at least ushered by the regime in Damascus. Now we talk about, that's in Syria. Then we address the matter of John Hardy in Ukraine and these negotiations in Europe, especially the meeting of the Prime Minister of Great Britain, the President of France, and the Chancellor of Germany with Mr. Zelensky, the President of Ukraine, at number 10 Downing. The U.S. not present, to my knowledge. Perhaps the EU is going to move, perhaps not. There seems to be a full block on the idea of a peace deal in Ukraine because it involves land swapping. Don't know. That is the headline from London. The conversation also turns on the New World Report with Ernesto Araújo. Our colleague Alejandro Pina Esclusa is away this week to attend the ceremony for the Peace Prize in Oslo for Maria Cristina Machado, the leader of the opposition. And he'll report to us when he comes back. And then finally a report, the best we can do from about the Muslim Brothers, the many faces of the Muslim Brothers, from Edmund Fitton Brown, the two subunits of the Muslim Brothers that worries Edmund the most are the ones in Doha, protected, and the ones in Turkey, protected, because they're attached to money and propaganda. And the Muslim Brothers are the parent organization of Hamas. There's a lot of confusion, a lot of blame, a lot of violence. That is the world we live in right now. I hope you enjoy the show. I regret that I can't offer more good news. We're in a transition here at the end of the year. The Trump policy is starting to show. Trump corollary of the Monroe Doctrine. In other words, the New World is a sphere of influence for the U.S., East Asia, sphere of influence for China, Western Europe, an influence, a sphere of influence for Russia. That's 19th century thinking. Back to the future. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.